The witnesses on scene were saying they saw the plane circling, went up into the clouds, and then came back down spiraling and hit the water. And they said it was probably 40 seconds before they got over to it, and it was already gone under. Of course, the lake is murky anyway. You've only got several feet of visibility, but they're having to use flashlights, you know, down to be able to see anything.
They were able to push the ROV into a rear window of the plane where it could be driven to the front to try to look around in the cockpit area. And at that time, that's when we were to determine that there was a person in the plane.
The depth of the water is causing us issues. And
once it's probably lifted, we'll have to move it to a shallow area to get the body out of it.
And as far as our resources, we've exhausted everything we have to be able to lift the plane and to get the person out.